I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad you could be here this Friday. It's a rainy day here in the Northeast, but it's nothing like what Puerto Rico has been facing this week. The entire island is a disaster zone. There really is no other way of putting it. Maria was the most powerful hurricane to hit the island in over 80 years. All of Puerto Rico is without power, and many communities are also without water. We were fortunate enough to get a line through to Alfredo Richner. He's a journalist in a suburb of San Juan, and I asked him what it was like when Maria hit.
It's just a battery of different sounds. Clangs, the rain pelting against your windows. It's quite unnerving, and it goes on for like over 12 hours. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I got to say, you sound exhausted. It's been a long day and night for you, hasn't it? So what kind of damage have you had to your home and your neighborhood?
Well, I don't know if you reported about Hurricane Irma last week. That hurricane took a lot of the trees down. So any surviving tree, and there's some really big, you know, like 30-foot trees in my neighborhood. And if they survived Irma, Maria then took them down easily. They'd actually snapped a huge 30-foot tree that was in front of my house, and it just smashed against my front gate.
So your neighborhood sounds like it's going through the cleanup. I mean, we are able to speak with you after all, so that's a good sign. What are you hearing from towns outside San Juan?
Things are way more dire outside of San Juan, particularly along the northern coast. I was able to see some aerial footage today from Rincón and Dorado, for example. And those towns have a lot of flooding in them. You know, like a 30-foot palm tree, just see the top sticking out of the water.
Wow. What have you heard as the best estimate of when the island will get electricity back?
I'm hearing that 4 to 6 months.
4 to 6 months?
Yeah, 4 to 6 months, yeah.
I'm just flabbergasted. How will people deal? I mean, we're talking about basic stuff like refrigeration, getting money out of a bank.
From my experience with Hurricane Georges back in, I think it was 1998 or 1999, I lived without electricity for 2 months. And people get by through power generators, and they share their generators with neighbors. And, you know, businesses are pretty much set up to work with those, because I was able to buy some food yesterday. Some parts of the island have a really different reality to the one I'm living. I'm very privileged and lucky to be speaking with you.
Yeah, it really sounds like it from your descriptions. So what are your biggest concerns, both for the island of Puerto Rico and your own situation just outside San Juan?
Well, right now, personally, I'm really concerned about a shelter for animals that I work with in Piñones. And we haven't heard from the owner or anyone involved with the shelter, so I'm waiting for information on that. And in terms of Puerto Rico, you know, we're going through such a massive debt ordeal.
Debt.
Finances have been taken over
the debt,
by.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, financially, the island is in such a dire strait right now that it's hard to see reconstruction efforts being, you know, swift enough for people to be able to move on with their day-to-day lives. So I can imagine a lot of people, like, leaving the island.
Is that a consideration for you? Are you thinking about it?
Well, my brother lives in Connecticut. I was able to talk to him through most of the storm. And it's something I consider, yeah. It depends on how everything goes, but family is what keeps me here as well. And, you know, my grandmother needs help right now. My mother needs help right now. So I'm sticking by for as long as I can.
Journalist Alfredo Richner, just outside San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you very much, Alfredo, and good luck. A lot of people here are thinking of you and the island.
Thank you. Thank you very much for reporting on this.